He's pounding the lead.
Well, I got to pound.
Yeah, no, we got to go.
Pound a little louder. Okay. Are you ready, ma'am? Let's go ahead and get started. I have 1:50. We're starting a little bit late because of the length of time the special hearing went. Also, for the record, Commissioners Trahan and Gauthier are not here today.
Let's have a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the quality of county employees we have here in Orange County. I just speak your blessings over them today. And Lord, a special prayer for this mother who just lost her child in a tragic death. Mm-hmm. And God, I ask you to be with the three here today, God, as they conduct this meeting. I pray, God, that things would work out good for this county, Lord. And we're so thankful. We've got so much to be thankful for. So we all ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the Texas,
one state,
under God, one indivisible.
Okay. We will open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. Also, a quick announcement, just a reminder to everybody, if you are going to address the court, there's forms over there on that table. Please fill them out. The county clerk likes to make sure we spell names right, and I think that's a good thing. We'll probably have a little more updated form in the future. Is there anyone that wishes to address the court? We have two. I think he beat you to the punch, sir.
My name is Dale Parrish. I would like to ask again about the status of the Parks Board. I understand that we are waiting for a workshop session to be designated, and I'm not clear what the process is, but I understand that that needs to be placed on agenda, and I don't know who can do that.
Okay, I can answer your process question. If we're going to have a workshop about anything, then one of the commissioners or myself will request a workshop, and I don't think we've ever not approved one. So we would try to schedule that workshop when the commissioner's court was here. It gets posted just like any other agenda with 72 hours notice, and anybody that wishes to come and address it on any side is more than welcome. It's public and it's recorded.
I would rather do it when Johnny is here, because he and I are working on the port together and Port Park together, and I wouldn't want to plan a meeting when he wasn't here or whatever. Sabrina's here. But, and we have met. We all have met, and we've talked to some people about grants and stuff. So we just need to, he needs to be here. We need to get together with him.
All right, do I need to keep coming and asking, or will that get done?
I think it'll get done. I think it'll get done. I think we're going to have some kind of meeting with you and with anyone else that would be interested in something.
All right.
With
thank
the
you very much.
Yes.
Thank you.
That may not be next week, Mr. Perry. Okay. Okay.
Saved by the bell. All right. Well, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for inviting me to Commissioner's Court. Anyway, I want to talk to you briefly.
Please identify yourself.
Oh, sorry. Keith Leffler. I'm with MASA, MTS. What we are is we're an employee benefit for emergency medical transportation. something that you don't think about unless you have a family member, a friend, somebody that may have had a air or ground ambulance ride. I'm sure I'm probably telling you something that you don't already know, but a typical air ambulance is around 50 or 60,000. Typical ground ambulance is about 2 to 5,000. What we are is an employee benefit to cover the cost after insurance is paid what they're going to pay. So who is MASA? What do we do? How does it work? We've been around since 1974, got started internationally, and about 3.5 years ago, we brought it domestically, meaning United States and Canada. So what we do is we, like I said, pick up the shortcoming of the expense of an ambulance transport after insurance is paid X amount. So here's how it works. So say you're a member with MASA and you get in a car wreck or a heart attack, what have you, get transported to Beaumont, Houston, mm-hmm. pick a place. What's going to happen is that service provider is going to bill your insurance. Your insurance is going to pay somewhere around a fourth. It's going to be right at a fourth to a third. About 30 to 60 days later, you will get the explanation of benefits. Once you get that benefit, you call MASA up, you turn that over to us, and at that point, we take it from there. We cover the remainder of the cost. So, you know, I know there's other similar type companies out there. You know, we don't play the helicopter game. We realize that, you know, your PHIs and Air Rescue and some of those guys have their own memberships. Well, A, they're only air. B, you know, they have a certain location that you have to be in. With us, it does not matter who transports you, air or ground. So we have several different options, and I handed y'all this little flyer. One of them right here at the Platinum. It's it covers you anywhere in the world. It's international, worldwide. But the Emergent Plus, it covers any ground, any air, includes repatriation, $10 word for bring you back home, anywhere in the United States and Canada. So it does not matter who transports you. That's a cool thing. So that's what sets us apart from the other guys. Of course, the price points are $39 for the Platinum, $14 a month for the Emergent Plus. But keep in mind that that covers you, the employee, your spouse or partner, and dependents up to age 26. So it covers your entire household or family. It's not, people want to get that confused a little bit individually. But anyway, I would love to come back to budget workshops. We got several different price points, plans, you know, more to talk about than what I have, you know, my 3 minutes. But I gave Lori my card, so she knows how to contact me. And I'd love to come back to Commissioner's Court, budget workshop, whatever you guys recommend.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate
thank you.
It.
You bet.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else? Commissioner?
I think.
There you go.
Okay. Well, then we will move on. Can't think of any business that we have right now.
Oh, are we on one yet?
We were just on one.
Well, then I do have some.
Well, go ahead.
I just want to ask, Connie, I'm not putting you on the spot or anything, but what is the update that we've gotten from the architect and whatever on bids on the courthouse?
We were working on that.
Where are we?
We have reviewed the RFP and all of the front-end documents that LaBiche has put together. Once we approve all of that, then he's the one who goes out for bids.
Does he have that now?
Not right now because we're up and going. We're limited on our ability to correspond with outsiders at this moment.
Yes.
Well, I don't understand.
Email.
Our email's
down.
Okay. Email. Oh, our email is down. Thank you very much. I thought, why can't we?
Yes.
Are we in prison? But
and I spoke to him.
But as soon as your email gets up, then that should be soon.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Then we will be in touch with him, and I hope you all are reiterating to him to go with it. Okay. Thank you so much. Because I wanted July, but I sure want August. Okay. Thank you all. Thank you, Connie.
Okay. there anything else, ma'am?
No, that's it.
I guess I'm glad that came up. Just in case anybody was trying to reach somebody that works for the county, we have had some email issues since, did it start Thursday or Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Oh, I heard somebody back. That's got to be Kurt. We've had some email issues since Wednesday, which was also the weekend that we switched over on our email to the new system. So bear with us if you have sent any emails or if there's anybody out there. Gets reached by the media. If you have sent emails to your commissioner or department head or myself, as soon as I see them, I'll see them. We're working on it. Any other announcements? Very well. Number two, discussion and possible action to approve payroll for pay period ending February 10th, 2019, including all supporting payroll liability and garnishment orders.
I make a motion we approve the payroll.
Second.
The pay period ending February the 10th, 2019.
And I second that.
4-2. Before I take the vote, Ms. Curry, is there anything you want to add for the record on any of that? Okay. 4-2. 2?
Yes.
Judge, aye.
Aye.
Number 3, discussion and possible action regarding filing in the minutes of the court a direct deposit from the State Comptroller of Public Accounts in the amount of $486,142.94. These funds represent the half-cent sales and use allocation for the month of December 2018 and have been credited to the General Operating Fund.
I make a motion we approve the filing of the minutes.
And I'll second that.
This will get redundant today.
Yes, it will.
4-2. 2?
Aye.
Judge, aye. 4?
Aye.
Okay. 4, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the monthly reports from the county treasurer for the month ending January 31st, 2019, and recording in the minutes of the court. A, approval of investments in the amount of $10,018,027.66. B, approval of interest earned to date in the amount of $64,158.63. Mm-hmm. C, treasurer's report of revenues received and disbursed in accordance with local government code 114.026B and affidavit of approval by court. This report will be available on the county's website for viewing. D, pledged security collateral for a total of $94,414,154.75. Summary as follows. Wells Fargo Bank, $83,591,157.40. And First Financial Bank, $10,822,977.35.
I make a motion to approve the monthly reports from the county treasurer for the month ending January the 31st through 2019.
I second.
2-4? 2?
Aye.
Judge, aye. 4?
Aye.
Number 5, discussion and possible action regarding the need to ratify payment of bills approved by the county auditor effective February 13th, 2019. Due to the absence of a quorum on that date, per attested listings, well, as follows.
For approval on February 13th, 2019, from the general fund, $31,427.72, adult probation, $81, airport, $833.60, for a grand total of $32,342.32. That basically accounts for utilities that have.
What was that total?
$32,342.32.
I make a motion we ratify the payment of the bills approved by the county auditor effective February 13, 2019.
And I second that.
4-2. 2?
Aye.
Judge, aye. 4?
Aye.
Okay. Number 6, discussion and possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings, and also specifically as follows. A, $1,150 to Claybar Funeral Home from the General Fund, 001-111-54290, for indigent funeral expenses, and B, $1,150 to Dorman Funeral Home from the General Fund, 001-111-54290, for indigent funeral expenses.
I'll make a motion that we approve these bills, the payment of these bills, approved by the county auditor.
I have...
She has some others to read.
Also, for approval, from the General Fund, $210,814.59. Road and Bridge, $22,063.51. Mosquito Control, $1,121.66. Adult Probation, $2,064.94. Airport, $818.04. Other Funds, $11,267.18, for a grand total of $248,149.92.
All right, I'll make a motion to pay the bills as attested by the auditor in the amount of $248,149.92.
Okay.
I second.
Judge and four, two.
Aye.
Judge, aye, four.
Aye.
Number seven, discussion and possible action regarding receipt and signing of an engagement letter from CapRisk Consulting Group to provide actuarial services related to the Orange County Retirement Plan for other than pension post-employment benefits.
This CAP, is it CapRisk?
That's the name of the firm, yes, ma'am.
Okay, do we have any other, and I have this here now, any other companies, has anybody else put a bid in for this?
This was not bid out. This is professional services, and it does not have to be bid out.
Is that to our advantage not to just,
well, just
even professional services?
At this point, this has to be done biannually. It has to be included in the audit. So we have to have actuarial services to give us the numbers for the OPO to be listed in the financial services.
Where's this CapRisk located?
I'd have to look that up. I was going to get you a little more information, though, since we've been down since Wednesday.
Is this the same company? Do you know how long we've used this company?
We've used them at least the last 2 years. So, and some of the GASB rules have been changing on this. So what used to be under 68, there was a GASB Governmental Accounting Standards Board ruling 68. And it's now moved to 75. That's just the statement number that they have. And so there's specific things that they have to account for. And so any actuarial firm that does that has to meet the standards of the board. So.
Well, if we wait on this until the computers get back. And we can see if there's maybe, and you can research, see if there's some more people out there that could bid on this. Would that be bad or good?
You don't bid professional services.
You don't bid professional services. But if there are other people out there that we're not aware of, because you said there wasn't, maybe after the computers get up, you said that you could look into that a little bit more. Would that be...
I am concerned about fitting it into the time frame of the financial audit.
I think we'd be better served if we were looking at switching, just like, say, you've done the auditor this year, you would, after this
after
report
they
was
do
done,
this audit,
then we
then
would
we
you
can
could bring it before the court to
audit.
Switch, and that would Absolutely. Be, I think that'd be okay. A better timing.
Okay, so we need to just go ahead and go with this. Okay.
Yes, it's kind of in the crunch period at this point.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make a motion. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. To sign an engagement letter from CapRisk Consulting Group to provide actuarial services related to the Orange County Retirement Plan.
I'll second.
Two and four. Two.
Aye.
Good. Aye. Four.
Aye.
Give her.
Give her.
Yeah. Number eight, discussion and possible action regarding the adoption of a special budget in accordance with the provisions of Local Government Code 111.106. The total revenue is 037-000-46202. Port security grant, the amount of $42,123.75. The expenditure is from item 037-835-57590. Equipment, the amount of $42,123.75.
Judge, Commissioners, this was a grant that actually the amount has already been spent. They went ahead and did it, but it was checked out that they could do it prior. This was for the port security boat. I'm sorry, they don't want to call it a boat. But and so it's now been reimbursed. We need to put it in so those funds can be used, and it'll take care of everything and move it from the account that it was originally paid from into the grant account.
What do they want to call it?
Port security vehicle?
I mean, I don't know. Port security.
I have to.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're basically just moving money to account so it can be paid out.
So it can
yes,
be paid.
Yes, and the funds have been received.
Okay. Make a motion for the adoption of the special budget.
And I will accept. I will second that.
Four and two. Two.
Aye.
Judge, aye. Four.
Aye.
Number nine, discussion and possible action to allow county judge to sign a letter of support on behalf of Orange County for the are we missing something on there?
No.
Huh?
Nope.
Okay. On behalf of Orange County for Spindletop, that's a correction to this. That's
so
going to be
not
the them.
Episcopal?
No, we're getting there. For Spindletop to be considered to receive funds from the Episcopal Health Foundation to expand their services to more citizens in the area. The correction on the agenda item is replacing the pronoun them with Spindletop MHMR. For those of you who don't know, the Spindletop MHMR is the mental health facility that services our area. They work with a lot of different organizations in our area to not only help fund, but help support them in other ways. This action is simply a letter of support so that they can be considered for these funds from the Episcopal Health Foundation. There's no cost to the county. If the Commissioner's Court so chooses, a letter has been written. If you'd like, I could read the letter to the court, if y'all would like to hear it. It's not very long.
Sure.
Okay. It identifies myself. I understand the Spindletop Center is being considered to receive funds from the Episcopal Health Foundation to expand their services to more of our citizens. I believe this is a wonderful opportunity for Spindletop, and I am writing you today to recommend this organization for approval. I've only been in office for 9 months, but in that time, I have had the opportunity to visit with members of Spindletop's board and executive management team to fully understand what they provide to citizens of Southeast Texas. I am impressed by their efforts to offer treatment to those in need of the most help, such as people with mental health issues or those who are involved in substance abuse. As a member of the community, I'm grateful for Spindletop's mission of helping people to help themselves. Please contact me if you have any questions.
I make a motion we allow the county judge to sign a letter in support of Spindletop.
I second that.
Four and two. Two.
Aye.
Judge, aye. Four.
Aye.
Okay. Bear with me. This one's a little bit long. But the sheriff assures me all these words are necessary. For those of you following along, this also includes our addendum item. So, number 10, discussion and possible action for authorization from the Orange County Commissioners Court to allow Orange County Sheriff's Office to apply for a grant project through the 2019 Law Enforcement Terrorism Prevention Activities. The project included under this grant is an extension to the Home Defense Critical Communications to Combat Terrorism. LEPTA, and that's the acronym for the Law Enforcement Terrorism Prevention Activities, is one of the three grant programs included in the Homeland Security Grant Program. Through the Homeland Security Grants Division of the Governor's Office, the program provides funding for the Orange County Sheriff's Office readiness in preventing, protecting against, responding to, recovering from, and mitigating terrorist attacks. The closing date for grant submission is February 28, 2019, and this program requires no match in funding. The addendum to this is, and I believe that, Sheriff, you said that these would have to be two separate votes. Okay. The second part of this that we'll vote on separately, the addendum, is discussion and possible action regarding approval of a resolution authorizing the submission of the 2019 Law Enforcement Terrorism Preventing Activities application for the Orange County Sheriff's Office Home Defense Critical Communications to Combat Terrorism Project to the Office of the Governor. Sheriff, would you like to give a rundown without the $5 words?
Judge, basically, in a nutshell, this is a renewal from the grant that's open every year from the governor's office. Captain Marlowe is here. He could be more than glad to explain anything there is to know about this grant.
That's called pass the book.
Oh, boy. Okay, each year the governor's office opens up grant funding for the State Homeland Security Grant Program. And in order to be able for our region to be able to even apply for, it's called the SHSP grant funds, we have to be able to apply and meet 25% of the state's mandated goal. And actually, that is the LEPTA side of funding. So that is what I'm writing a grant. I'm actually writing the grant because we have specialized teams in the SWAT team and our Marine division and other things of that nature. So it allows us to write for these funds. If the state sees that we meet that 25% for the overall funding, then it allows other agencies in the area to be able to apply for grant funds. So, and we actually, in the past few years, we've been able to utilize some of these funds to be able to purchase radios for secure communications. So,
I appreciate it.
I do too, and I think we need this.
Yes. I don't have as much experience in this as I probably would like to, but I do know that the technology for the radio systems changes very regularly. And this is one of the tools that y'all have to help keep up with those things. And without communication, you're not going to do your job real well. So I will go ahead and remember there's two votes to this. I'll get to the resolution in a moment. But I would make a motion that the Orange County Commissioners Court allow the Sheriff's Office to apply for the grant for 2019 for the Law Enforcement Terrorism Prevention Activities.
I'll second.
Judge in four?
Aye.
Okay. Judge, aye. Four?
Aye.
Okay, the second part of this is discussion in action in regards to authorizing the submission of the Law Enforcement Terrorism Preventing Activities application and the submission to the Homeland Security grant funding by resolution. The resolution reads, whereas Orange County Commissioners find it in the best interest of the citizens of Orange County that the Home Defense Critical Communications to Combat Terrorism be operated for the year 2019, and whereas Orange County Sheriff's Office agrees to provide applicable matching funds for the said project as required by the Homeland Security Grant application, and whereas the Orange County Sheriff's Office agrees that in the event of loss or misuse of the Office of the Governor funds, Orange County Sheriff's Office assures that the funds will be returned to the Office of the Governor in full, whereas the Orange County Commissioners Court designates Orange County Judge Dean T. Crooks as the grantee's authorized official, the authorized official given the power to to apply for, accept, reject, alter, or terminate the grant on behalf of the applicant agency. We have a motion to sign the resolution.
I would make a motion for the judge to sign the resolution.
I'll second.
Two and four? Two?
Aye.
Judge, aye. Four?
Aye.
Okay.
Judge, just a comment on that real quick. On the second whereas, where it talks about the matching funding, in the original line item agenda, we said there is no matching fund. That happens to be the same form that the governor's office used for all the grants, and so it's in there for all of them. There is no matching fund from the county on that. Just to make sure there was no confusion as to first part saying there was no matching fund, and that saying there was.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Appreciate it. Okay. Number 11, discussion and possible action regarding accepting for filing the 2018 racial profiling report for the Orange County Sheriff's Office. This annual report is to be filed with the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement as directed under CCP 2.131 and CCP 2.138.
I make a motion.
Hear anything about it?
No, sir.
Oh, go ahead.
After you kind of explained
everything, check out good.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Checked out good.
Will we ever? Can we see those results, Sheriff Merritt?
You should have a copy of them.
I
email.
Okay.
Email.
Yeah, well, email's not working real well.
Okay. Thank you, Bailey.
Yeah, there's multiple pages.
But I just would be interested in seeing
it. It's open weekly.
No, it's
okay. So, do we need to make a motion for every one of these?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I make a motion that we accept the action regarding accepting the filing of the racial profiling report for the Orange County Sheriff's Office.
I say.
Two and four? Two?
Aye.
Judge, aye. Four?
Aye.
Okay. Number 12, discussion and possible action regarding the acceptance of Constable Precinct 2 racial profiling exemption and acknowledge the filing of the same with the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement. Just for edification here, Constable Precinct 2 and Precinct 3 are both on the agenda. Constables do not routinely make traffic stops or pedestrian stops. Therefore, theirs reads as an exemption. So they file similar to the one we did for the District Attorney's Office recently. An exemption with the governor's office. So
the exemption.
Oh, I'm sorry, TCOL.
So does exemption mean that they're not? They don't have to file a racial profile.
Mm-hmm. But where is 1 and 4? Why is it just 2 and 3?
You'd have to ask 1 and 4. They get it ready when they
get
it.
They probably hadn't got it to us yet.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. Okay.
Yeah, I don't. They'll get it, I'm sure.
Okay. It's your turn, Rob.
I'll make a motion that we. I make a motion that we approve. The acceptance of the constables filing for their exemption.
And I second that.
4 and 2, 2.
Aye.
Judge, aye. 4.
Aye.
By the way, you can sign that.
Sign this too.
She has to sign it too.
Okay.
So, in that same vein, 13, discussion and possible action regarding the acceptance of Constable Precinct 3's racial profiling exemption and acknowledge the filing of the same with the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement.
I'll make the motion that we accept Constable of Precinct 3's racial profiling exemption, acknowledging the filing.
I second.
2 and 4, 2.
Aye.
Judge, aye. 4.
Aye.
Number 14, discussion and possible action regarding the certification of the January 2019 collection report for the tax office as required under PTC 3110.
Good evening.
Hello.
Okay, for the month of... Whatever that was. For January, the total revenue for the office is $87,423,857.40. The county portion of that is $689,609.03.
Wait, now that's the
county's portion of
portion.
It.
Yes, ma'am. Would you repeat that number?
Yes, ma'am. It's 19 million
Okay.
$689,609.03.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions?
I have no questions.
I
make a motion we approve the certification of the collection report from the tax office.
I second that.
4 and 2. 2.
Aye.
Judge, aye. 4.
Aye.
15. Discussion and possible action on a bid submitted on the following trust properties. If it's all right with the tax assessor, we just go through these one at a time.
Whichever way you want to do it.
Bless you. First one is account number 00016902551, suit A160158T, Church House Road in Vidor.
It should be Church House Road.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. I'd never heard of Church. I'm sure Robert hadn't either.
And these that don't have numbers are, I mean, it's not a 2411 Church House Road.
It's just land.
Just land? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we had a bid on that for
1500.
$1,500.
Oh, man.
Well, somebody. There's 100 votes gone. All right, $1,500. Again, we can vote on these in block. Before I go any further, do you have any that you have an issue with that you need to express information to the court, and we'll just star that one?
No, my recommendation is to sell them.
Okay, then I will go ahead and read them all. All right, number two is going to be account number 000444-020801, suit A150153-T, 3055 East Railroad in Vidor. Do I have this right? $5,000 is the bid?
I was really kind of surprised by that bid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they had submitted for a lower bid, and it was too low, and I told them no. I said, you can bring me such and such, and
well, that's it worked.
Hey. Tell more of them then.
So number three is account number 001-745-000-600, case number A150135T, 2218 Bradford and Orange. The bid amount is $900?
Yes.
Now, that's West Orange, isn't it?
Yeah, that's West Orange. And that we've had for a while, Judge. That's why I feel like we need to go ahead and just get rid of that. Because in the near fact, mowing time is coming, and
that's
I don't
right.
want to hear Kirk.
It's all on you, Kirk.
That's it.
Number 4003331-001170. Case number A160020T, Chatwood Lane, Bridge City. I think we have a bid of $2,000 on that.
Yes.
Is that just a lot?
Yes.
Number 5009302000370. Case A150016T, 2205 6th Street in Orange. A bid of $1,700 on that.
Yes, sir.
Number six is 012341-000040, case A160008-T, 407 Christie Lane, Bridge City. We have a bid of $1,500 on that.
Yes, sir.
And finally, number seven, I think it's finally, yes.
Yes.
012341-000050. Case A160008-T, Christie Lane, Bridge City. Also in the amount of $1,500. I'm going to guess that's a vacant lot next to it.
They're both vacant lots right next to each other, and he wants both of them or none at all.
Okay.
Well, if he pays $3,000, he can have them both.
That's what I'm talking about. Because before I accept the bids or even think about the bids, I go and I look at the property to see if there's a lot of stuff that needs to be done to it, a lot of cleanup, a lot of tearing, you know, removing of the trash
right.
or whatever, and taking all that into consideration, that's why I make some of these decisions. Is you know, it's gonna take a lot to clean up. So,
these are really good prices.
I feel like they are.
Yeah.
Because by the time they, like I said, by the time they go in there and they clean it up, and the main thing is to put it back on the tax roll.
That's right.
Because right now we're not collecting anything, and, you know, my thing is let's get
and
it, let's get some money.
And they might build something that would be worth a lot more than that.
Exactly.
And, okay. Kurt, and Kurt doesn't have to mow.
And Kurt doesn't have to mow.
Yes.
See, I got you back, Kurt.
All right.
So I make a motion we accept the bids on the trust property as presented.
And I'll second that.
I said the trust properties.
Okay. So it's 4-2.
Mm-hmm. Thank
two.
Y'all.
Aye.
Judge aye, 4?
Aye.
Okay. Moving right along. Number 16. Discussion and possible action regarding approval of an order designating a reinvestment zone pursuant to Section 312.401 Texas Tax Code. A reinvestment zone is necessary for the consideration of potential tax abatements or other incentive agreements with anyone located in the zone. I have a note here about can't get into email to print. Do we need that order? We're good? Okay.
Okay, so we held our public hearing. Thank you again to the public that was in attendance to speak, and to Commissioner's Court for your comments as well. The Orange County Economic Development Corporation requests that you establish the reinvestment zone for Jefferson Energy at their current location in Vidor in an effort to attract major investment in the zone that would be a benefit to the property to be included in the zone and would contribute to the economic development of the county.
I make a motion we designate or reestablish the reinvestment zone as stated and pursuant to Section 312.401.
And I'll second that.
Okay, 4-2. Real quick, just because some folks weren't at the other, this is in align with the drainage district, speaking with them later on. Is that what the
correct
point is
in
for?
Order for them
I just
to
want put
approach
in the record for this
correct
this
in order
meeting
for them to approach the drainage district.
Mr. Cronin, do you want to add anything?
No, Your Honor. Just simply to get the bank report to consider this so that our board can have the opportunity to grant the bank when Jefferson applies to the relationship. And I believe it's just to ensure that the appropriate property description is made as considered to the resolution.
Thank you.
So we have motion from 4, seconded by 2. 2?
Aye.
Judge aye. 3?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Number 17, discussion and possible action regarding approval of a contract for services between Orange County Airport and National Air Transportation Association for online web-based safety first training for airport personnel as required by our fuel supplier. The contract is a 2-year agreement. Action by the court may include approval for Orange County judge to sign saying this is a budgeted item. I appreciate that last line.
It is. It was included. this is the training we have to have for fueling aircraft, tugging aircraft. It has supervisory training, customer service training. NATA are the only ones that are approved as far as online web-based training by fuel supplier. So
that's a no-brainer. I don't have any questions about it.
I just want to thank you for everything you do for us.
Yes, it runs well.
And I'll make a motion that we approve the contract for services between the Orange County Airport and the National Air Transportation Association.
And I want.
I'd like to clarify exactly what's going to happen here, because the contract as presented has older dates in it. So what you're actually going to do is approve the contract subject to the dates changing,
okay,
the effective dates. And if you give the judge authority to
sign
it, get those approved dates, we don't have to bring it back in front of
so the I'll amend my motion,
okay,
to be subject the dates being corrected and the judge signing.
So he'll have the correct dates when he signs.
Yeah, that's okay. Why they put the little
okay
on there for
okay
me.
Okay, gotcha.
You don't want me to just line through them. I take it you want to retype.
Correct.
Because it already has the other person's signature, so it would be inappropriate for us to remove.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and she said she'd send me a new one as soon as I let her know. Mm-hmm.
And I second that.
Okay. 4-2. I think it was her turn.
It doesn't matter. I stole one.
4-2.
Okay.
2?
Aye.
Judge, aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Number 18, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer for the 260th District Court from 001-212-52100 office supplies in the amount of $694.35. Also from 001-212-59999 other in the amount of $230.17 to 001-212-57050 equipment on inventory. Total amounts $924.52. The purpose is to provide funds to purchase a laptop computer. Is there anyone here from Judge Parker's court? If I understood him correctly, this is a laptop for, I think it's for him himself to use. He can actually pull up live information while he's handling cases. I don't really see a problem with that. It's coming out of his budget just from different line items. Is there any problem with the auditor's office on it?
No, that was our understanding as well. As also, he can, you know, access his information from home, and which is crazy to do so. But
is it my turn?
He's a very motivated man.
It's my turn.
Yes, sir. Yes,
ma'am. I make the motion to take action regarding a line item transfer for the 260th District Court to provide funds to purchase a laptop computer for Judge Parkhurst.
I say.
2-4? 2?
Aye.
Judge, aye. 4?
Aye.
I think this goes faster without the other two. Number 19, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer, Parks Department, from 001-111-53830 contingency in the amount of $9,180 to 004-681-52700 utilities in the amount of $9,180. The purpose is to provide funds for portable bathrooms at Claiborne West Park due to the closing of restroom pavilions 1, 2, and 3. Hello, Ms. Gray.
Good afternoon. How are y'all?
Good.
Okay, we do have currently no bathrooms facilities at the park other than the porta potties out there. Mm-hmm. I took the liberty of kind of giving you a list of the amount of visitors that we have out at the park on any given weekend, and these numbers are based on just the reservations, and it's not any numbers that reflect people visiting the park
just stopping
in to have a picnic or whatever. So right now we have 4 sets of portable toilets out there, and in that set is men's, women's, and handicap. And so this reflects the 9 months that we'll have to pay for these portable potties through our budget year.
A reminder to those that are unaware, we have an engineering firm that looked at the buildings out there. Mm-hmm. We are applying for a 428 grant through FEMA, and during the course of their evaluation, they found out that those buildings out there were structurally unsound. Therefore, we had to close the bathrooms, but we don't want to close the park. A lot of people use Claiborne Park. It is a very nice park to mm-hmm. use. But we do have to provide facilities for folks. So
and
that's
what
this is for.
I have seen these restrooms, and they are structurally not usable. I mean, it would put us at a real liability. And they're not safe. And Sabrina, from our meeting that day, like, how long do you, you've gotten the grant now?
No, we haven't got confirmation on it.
Confirmation, but we applied for it.
We have applied for it.
Right.
We won't know, we hope very soon to find out, but again, with FEMA, we don't really know.
So we have to wait for that.
That's correct.
To see if we get that before we go out on bids for all of this.
That's correct.
Okay, and that was including the pavilions. And two bridges, wasn't it?
We have some small footbridges, and we do have the office that's still not, we're not able to use the office.
Plus the restrooms.
Plus the restrooms, that's correct.
So we want to get it to, so we know what we have to work with.
That's correct. Okay. And as we move forward, know that we will bring in all our partners to discuss how we want to make the park.
That's right.
Bigger and better. So
we did discuss that
we
day.
We did.
And I had somebody ask me today if we were ready to the park to name, and I told him that, no.
Right. We just need to get confirmation of the grant before
right.
we can move forward.
Right.
You said four sets, men, women's, and handicapped.
Correct.
So it's basically.
But there's four areas.
There's three with four different areas.
Correct.
Because of the.
This contract also includes the maintenance and upkeep.
They upkeep
cleaning
twice
them.
A week.
Right.
That's correct.
Okay.
Because the pavilions, right. really, there weren't there four pavilions?
There's three pavilions
three.
With
okay.
the bathrooms in each pavilion.
Okay. That's
but,
that
you
one.
Know, on a given weekend, like, for instance, in March, we'll have 2,000 people scheduled. In addition to what may just drop in.
Have any schools already scheduled?
A number of them have scheduled, and a couple of them have canceled because it's really hard to bring young kiddos to the park with portable toilets. So
okay.
we're hoping that doesn't deter too many.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Then that's a real push for us to start to push on this. Right. Thank you, Sabrina.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to make them?
If you wish.
No, I mean, there's. I make a motion to provide funds for the portable bathrooms at Claiborne West Park, and that's because of the closure of three of the restrooms, and this will give us three of the portable buildings, and this includes their upkeep.
Right.
I'll say.
Okay, two and four. Would you like to amend your motion? It provides four sets of three.
Right. Yeah.
Four sets of three. I amended that.
Thank you.
Thank
two
you.
Two and four. Two.
Aye.
Judge, aye.
Aye. Of course, the way she made her motion, she said provide funds. I thought she was just going to pay for it.
I'm fine with that.
I'm not.
You're not?
Number 20, discussion possible action authorizing county judge to sign the 2019 load management measure customer agreement between Energy Texas Incorporated and Orange County. Kurt, would you like to explain what it is you want me to sign?
Yes.
Sure.
It means that Energy is going to give us a bag full of money.
All right.
What this is a program to get off Energy's power grid during the summer times when their load factor is real heavy. We'll do usually three curtailment runs per year, and it starts off usually around July, August, September, somewhere around there. It depends on their load factor and how hot it is. And what it does, it turns and it gets us to test all our emergency generators. And in turn, the Energy usually reimburses the county for getting off their power grid. In the past few years, we've managed to receive around $8,500. I feel as though we just did two curtailment runs last year. We usually get our payments around November. This year, we're getting our payment in March. I don't know what the actual payment's going to be because we had the jail this time for curtailment runs that we didn't have prior, so we could get a substantial amount more. Really depends on the on their requests as far as what the county needs to do. As far as sometimes we do a 1 hour run, sometimes it may be for 2 to 3 hours, and that'll change through the years depending on the weather conditions. But it's a great program for the county. It doesn't cost the county anything other than us running our generators for the period of time that they request. But it gives us a chance to make sure that all our equipment works efficiently. So it's a good program for the county. That's it.
Well, I'll make a motion. You say it's a good thing for the county, Kurt.
We've been doing it for 3 years, and this will be our fourth year on it. And
if nothing else, they're paying us to do a test run on our generator under load and
right.
check it out.
That's it.
And that's a good thing.
And use up fuel before it starts getting too old.
Well, that's true, too.
And that's a good thing. So I will make a motion authorizing the county judge to sign the 2019 load management measure customer agreement.
I second.
Two and four. Two?
Aye.
Judge, aye. Four? Four?
Right. Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay. Number 21, discussion and possible action authorizing transportation director to travel to Milwaukee, Wisconsin to to attend the annual Drug and Alcohol National Conference during the week of April 1st through 4th, 2019. This conference was budgeted in the 2018-19 budget. Action would to be to authorize the purchase of airfare due to the distance 1,119 miles away and use of a rental car. If you'd like to explain what the conference is about, that's fine. The reason it's on the agenda, since it was budgeted, is because our policy requires us to do so when airfare and rental cars are involved.
This is just the National Conference for the Drug and Alcohol to get compliant, stay compliant, and be updated on all the new changes that they have throughout the year.
I just want to interject this. My office right now is in the back of transportation in I'm sharing it with a mechanic. And everybody out there at transportation, I just want to, they have made me feel so welcome, and they have become my friends, and I have watched them work, and I've listened to conversations when they've been on the phone with people that sometimes aren't too wonderful, and they have done, they flow smooth, and it is they're doing a wonderful job, and you are providing, Orange County is providing, but you are the one in charge of it, providing a very much needed service for people that need. I think many of us don't think about, you know, maybe we take our own parent or we something to the doctor or somebody takes us. But these people, they don't have anybody to take them, and they have no transportation. And they're lucky that they do this because they'll go to the doctor, but then they can go over to the Dollar Tree. I've heard this go, and so they can kind of kill two birds with one stone, and it works for them, and it's wonderful that we can provide that, and I appreciate y'all, everything y'all do, Janelle.
Thank you.
And I appreciate nobody pointing out the obvious issue of having a drug and alcohol conference in Milwaukee,
but no.
It's okay.
Isn't that the home of beer?
Yeah, oh, some of it, yeah.
It's still going to be cold there then.
I'll go ahead and make a motion authorizing the transportation director, Janelle Bischler, to travel to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to attend the annual Drug and Alcohol National Conference.
And I'll second that.
Thank you.
Thanks. Judge in two.
Aye.
Judge aye. Four.
Aye.
I know. I'm hurrying.
Yeah, I understand.
Commissioner Viator is feeling a little under the weather, but I do appreciate him making the effort to be here today.
We couldn't have done this.
And I really appreciate him sitting at least a chair away. Number 22, discussion and possible approval to authorize the Road and Bridge Department to replace water pump on Road and Bridge Jet. Is that Rotter? Oh, okay. Culvert cleaning machine. The estimated cost for the replacement pump. This is the agenda item. We'll get to this in a minute. The estimated cost for the pump is $10,707. The jet rotter was purchased in 2010 at a cost of $52,708. Currently, the Road and Bridge Department has only one of these machines, but a second machine was approved by the court and has been ordered. Delivery of the second machine is not expected until May. The cost of the replacement pump will come out of the existing Road and Bridge budget for equipment repairs. I've also led to understand that you've done a little checking around. You got an estimate back, and it will be less than $10,000.
Yes. After the time when I had submitted the agenda item, we got a quote over the mail or through email when it was still working, and it was substantially less. It was about $7,800 instead of the $10,000, which was just an over-the-phone quote. I think the fact that we had just ordered a machine from them may have helped them decide to give us a little bit of a discount on it.
Same name brand pump?
Yes. Yeah, what this is we just have the one unit. It's what we call our hydroblaster, but it's really a jet rotter. It cleans out the culverts. And
yes.
The pump has gone out on it. In order to get it back operational, we have to replace that pump.
Well, being here only 6 weeks, and being in Austin 2 of those weeks, I have seen Road and Bridge working on some of these ditches, and y'all, the ditches I've seen in this county especially, I'm going to say especially Precinct 2, because that's where I am. But they, we need this.
We definitely do. And luckily, the court did approve a second one so that we have two of them operational. We won't have to be telling people, well, I'm sorry, it's over in Precinct 1 right now, and we need it in 4, but they have to use it there first. So we have two of them. We'll be in a lot better shape. Right?
Thank you, Clark.
For the record, if I may, the amount that we have, correct me if I'm wrong, for the replacement
the 10,
pump is $7,666.67 with an additional $160 for freight. So the total amount will be $7,826.67. Does that sound right to you?
Yes. Yeah, on the quote there. I think you should have a paper copy.
I do. And so that would give us one with a brand new pump and a brand new machine, hopefully in May. Mm-hmm. I wish they could ship a little bit faster. They're not going to take till May to send us the pump, are they?
I think it's available.
Okay.
So oh, wonderful.
Because we need to get it back in operation.
We can get that in operation. We need it.
I'll make a motion. We approve the $7,826.67 to the purchasing of the pump.
And I second that.
Okay. 4 and 2. 2.
Aye.
Judge, aye. 4.
Aye.
Okay. Number 23. Discussion and possible action regarding the Orange County Commissioner's Court authorizing county judge to sign an aerial waiver permitting the Orange County Mosquito Control District aircraft to fly at low altitudes over territory under their jurisdiction for mosquito abatement purposes.
Judge, Commissioners, the FAA requires the review and approval of our aerial operations manual each year prior to being any aerial applications being conducted. And the aerial waiver is just one part of the operations manual for us. So standard flight rules require that aircraft fly at 1,000 foot normally, and that excludes landings, takeoffs, approaches, those things. Our aerial operation program falls under a different set of rules. It's a 137 certificate, which allows us to get below that altitude when we're applying materials. So for our program, that's very important. I mean, we have to, our aircraft has to get below 1,000 foot when we're actually applying materials in order for these treatments to be effective and to minimize drift from the target areas that we're treating. So the purpose of the waiver, the signed waiver, is to the FAA, is that it indicates that the governing bodies of these areas that we're providing treatments over are aware that we will not be following the standard flight rules and of 1,000 foot once we enter into a treatment or application mode of the area. Otherwise, we will be following standard flight rules. So upon the review of the operations manual, this is what it indicates to the FAA, and this is what allows us to fly over the various areas of the county. There's, including the areas of the county, there's 8 entities or 8 waivers that we require, one from each city. And basically, if we don't get a waiver from those areas, then we are still able to provide ground treatments. There will just be no aerial treatments over those areas. And again, it is a requirement of the FAA.
Well, I can assure you, if Vider doesn't give you one, let me know.
The way the winter we've had this year, which feels cool today, but it really hadn't been a cold winter, I look for mosquitoes just to invade us this year. So,
and this is nothing new. Since we brought back the aerial spray program in 2008, this is something that we have to do annually each year. So it's nothing new. It's just standard requirement.
Okay.
Federal requirement.
You may go ahead and make the motion.
Meet.
Yeah.
Okay, I will make a motion authorizing the county judge to sign an aerial waiver permitting the Orange County Mosquito Control District aircraft to fly at low altitudes over territories under their jurisdiction.
I'll second.
2 and 4. 2.
Aye.
Judge, aye. 4.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Patrick. Okay, number 24, discussion and possible action regarding awarding IFB 19001 road signs. Action by the court shall include approval for Orange County judge to sign the same.
Yes, Judge Commissioners. Two bids were received for the road signs, and you all have a copy of the bid tabulation, and it's our recommendation to award this bid to the appropriate low bidder per line item.
Your backup information that you have on here,
mm-hmm.
and these road signs, I'm trying to find out just exactly what it is you have. This is this entire list here?
Yes, sir.
I believe there's 33 items.
Is that 33
yes,
road signs?
Mm-hmm, 33. Do you mind terribly if we don't go through them all? We can just enter them since they were already bid on?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very, very much.
So we can make a motion like we just accept the low bid on each item?
Yes, but I want to make sure that both commissioners in attendance today have a copy of this. If not, I want you to see it before you.
I do not have one.
And I would like a copy.
Normally,
and
if
I'm
we didn't
blame
have
the,
an email issue.
Well, I'm going to blame the common reason for today, the email.
No, I want to provide this to the commissioners before any motions made, just so that y'all are caught up. Or I can read through 30.
No, don't, right? Please.
As much as I like to torture you, I won't do that this time.
What if we just took that to baby?
And these road signs are used by our road and bridge departments.
Right. If you'd like, while they're reading through them, want to give some examples of what it is we were looking at.
Blanks, yellow, and black.
Like, there's the sign blanks. Mostly.
We typically buy sign posts, the hardware to mount the posts.
Sorry, you're soft-spoken, Clark. I can't hardly hear you.
Well, typically we're getting posts. We're getting hardware to mount the posts. We get signs already pre-cut in different, the stop sign, the yield signs, the road name signs.
What about no dumping signs?
Well, we get pre-made signs, but they come, we order them typically to the color that we want, and then we put the lettering on them.
Right.
And so we also order lettering. And occasionally we do order signs that are already pre-manufactured, where all we have to do is just put them up. But typically those would be like stop signs. We just order it already done, standard.
Ms. Cassidy, do you have a total on there?
That's what I was going to ask, yeah. That we had a total.
Yeah. Do you have a total on that?
No, not a total, because we just order as needed.
Okay.
So it would be price per each.
FSM, probably.
What signs are orange with black, Clark?
That's the construction signs.
Gotcha. Okay.
And we budgeted a line item for this, or?
Yeah, it should be coming out of your budget, correct?
Yeah.
It comes out of road and bridge.
Here you go, Judge.
Thank you. Are there any other questions?
No, I think we're good.
No, we need these. Did we lose a lot of signs during Harvey, Clark?
You know, I don't think we really lost too many. I saw one today. I went out with a FEMA gentleman this morning, and there was one laying down in a curve sign laying down in the water there. It got broke off and the guardrail tipped over. But we didn't lose too many. Mostly our problem is people steal them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the...
They don't steal the pole.
No, they...
And the hardware.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, a lot of times they steal them, and I guess kids, for some reason, think it's funny to just push them down with the bumper on their truck.
Oh, well, that's cute.
You know, tear them up.
Okay.
It's your turn.
No, I'll let you have this one.
Okay. Discussion. I make a motion to approve... regarding awarding IFB-19001 road signs and take action by the court and approval for the Orange County judge to sign the same.
Okay.
I'll say.
Two and four? Two?
That's close enough.
Aye.
Judge, aye. Four?
Aye.
All right. 25, discussion and possible action awarding IFB 19002 installation of PZ-27 steel sheet piling to Elite Contractors and Equipment. Action by the court shall include approval for Orange County judge to sign same. That's also in this, in case y'all didn't get that, if you want to look over this information.
Now, what department is this coming from, Connie?
This is actually a grant.
A grant?
Yes.
From Clark, from Road and Bridge.
Yeah, this is a repair damage along the side of Four Oaks Branch Road. It was a result of a flood that happened prior to Hardy. FEMA had come and looked at it and given us an award or grant, a certain amount. What we were doing is going out for services and sheet pile, and then the Road and Bridge Department will do the rest of the work associated with this. But we needed somebody with a specialized equipment to drive sheet piling along the edge of the road.
Is that where the river's getting close to the road and you're trying to slow down?
Right.
And I would say this was a fairly recent grant that we received, if I'm not mistaken, Joel Clark, one of y'all. It was one of those four that just came in?
No, this
prior. Or is this the old?
Prior to the previous
one. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I'll make a motion. We approve the IFB 19002 and the installation of the steel sheet pilings, contractors, and giving the county judge approval to sign.
And I second that.
Four and two. Two.
Aye.
Judge, aye. Four.
Aye.
And again, I apologize for the email issues and us having to share
you
this
paperwork.
You can't
help it.
But hopefully we won't have that problem much longer.
Last I heard, Lori's still here. I heard it was her fault, but... But she is who we designated as to take the blame for that.
Yeah.
Number 26, discussion of possible action on approving the memorandum of agreement between the Texas A&M Forest Service and the regional incident management team member and the participating employer. The agreement is to allow the participating members to be part of an incident management team and authorizing county judge to sign the same.
Judge, commissioners, if it's okay with the court, we'll go ahead and no action this until next week. I had hoped to get this memorandum of agreement in prior to give you guys time to review it. I didn't before the end of the week last week. So if it's okay with y'all, we'll just table that or no action it this week. Put it on next week's agenda. That way the court has a chance to
That's fine.
To review. Basically what it is a request that we were requested because Orange County doesn't have any members on this team. If you recall back in the 2016 flood, we asked for help from other jurisdictions in our region, which was Jefferson County and some of the other cities across the river, and they came under this agreement to our aid and help with us. And this is what this is, for us to be members of that same team. If they get in a similar situation, we will be able to go and help them.
Joel, since you're right there, I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
Who do I contact, since I'm new, I'm not real sure about things, like a piece of property that needs to be inspected to maybe either be fined for violations of whatever in the county, unsightly?
If it's like
torn.
Environmental type thing?
Pardon?
Like environmental type?
Environmental,
that,
yes.
That would be us. You contact us for that.
Okay. And who goes out and inspects?
Some of the investigators on the environmental side.
Okay, okay.
The department.
But I think I've already talked to you about
that. You did about
okay.
one. Yesterday.
I just wanted to know in future reference, for sure. Okay, thank you.
Okay, anything else on this item?
No.
A little no action it. Number 27, discussion and possible action on retroactively approving emergency management to apply for a Rebuild Texas grant for an emergency management response airboat for fiscal year 19 grant cycle. And if I heard you correctly, this was due in on Monday. We can cancel it if we choose to, but if we choose to proceed forward, you got it in on time.
correctly. That was the reason for this. We didn't have court last week, and that we had a very short window of time to get the application in. It's the same grant that we were that we received the sandbag machines on for
yes.
last year, and they offered that again this year. Their focus was on response vehicles, and we put one in.
And now the precinct 2 will have an office. Will we have a sandbag machine too for precinct 2?
Yes, ma'am. We're looking to build or get four areas in each precinct.
We just need one in precinct two.
Anyway, that grant we had put in was for an airboat. We met with the sheriff, and our reasoning behind it is we're surrounded by water on three sides with a whole lot of marsh around it, and we have one airboat that's at the county's disposal at the sheriff's office for response in that.
For all of it.
But this would be for emergency management.
Emergency.
Right, to back up the SO sure. and to do whatever was needed.
I know, but I want to know who's driving.
Yes. Oh, well, we will be.
We?
We. Leon and myself and whoever the pilots are checked out with the sheriff's department if they should need it.
Do y'all have additional training that you're going to go to for that, or are we just going to...
Well, my understanding is that Mr. Floyd would do that at the if we get the grant.
On a good day, I'd go to the practice run with you.
There you go.
After you get your license.
Yeah.
I make a motion we retroactively approve the emergency management applying for the Rebuild Texas Grant Emergency Management Response Airboat.
And I second that.
4-2, 2? 2?
Aye.
Judge, aye?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Joe.
No problem. He's been kind of excited about that boat for a while.
I bet he has.
I noticed the smile on his face.
Okay, number 28, discussion and possible action regarding adjourning commissioner's court meeting.
Motion.
Go ahead.
I was going to take that one.
I'll second that.
Aye.
Judge, aye for?
Aye.
All right, we are adjourned at 3:06.